Il mercoledì delle ceneri viene considerato la porta della Quaresima.
During his homily, Pope Benedict XVI described Ash Wednesday as the portal of Lent, a time when the faithful worldwide begin their pilgrimage of sacrifice and penitence. He said that we have 40 days to deepen our spiritual experience and that in the Gospel, Jesus indicates the instruments we need to complete our pilgrimage of authentic inner renewal: charity, prayer, and penance. He said these acts help to purify man before God and that they must be done to satisfy God alone.
Il combattimento contro lo spirito del male.
Avviamoci in pace.
Nel nome di Cristo.
Also during his homily, the Pope reflected on the ancient Roman tradition of the Lenten stations. Before Mass in Santa Sabina's, the Holy Father had spent a moment in prayer and reflection in the nearby Benedictine church of Sant' Anselmo's, before processing on foot to Santa Sabina to the tones of the Litany of the Saints. For many Romans and pilgrims to the Eternal City, this solemn rite marks the beginning of Lenten observances. It is part of the Lenten pilgrimage where, for the next 40 days, many will hear Mass in churches of spiritual and historical resonance across Rome. They are known as station churches. Sister Janet Fern spoke to Abbot Primate of St. Anselmo's, Don Noctur Wolf. He remarks that this tradition stretches back across the centuries to the early church and is enjoying renewed appeal among the faithful today.
It has now become a custom that the Holy Father every year starts the first statio, which is Santa Sabina. He started at Sant'Anselmo in the Middle Ages, already in the early Middle Ages, during the Lenten period. Every day there was a special church elected as the church where to have a meeting, usually with the Holy Father as Bishop of Rome, together with the faithful, and to pray there to give a special accent to the Lenten period. So there are station churches all around Rome.
And people go to each church each day?
Yes, and I have heard now, I couldn't see it, but I know that the North American College has started again this practice, that students from the North American College went every day to one of these churches, these old churches, where you get somehow the atmosphere and the feeling of the old church in Rome, and it gives you also some special impression to feeling contact with the faithful of that time. And it opens up also to all the faithful around the world. We have simultaneity with the faithful in the past, but also all around the world.
Pope Benedict says Lent is a time to seek more earnestly for God. This was his message to over 10,000 people who gathered in the Paul VI Audience Hall for his weekly general audience. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur.
This Ash Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI began our Lenten journey in a spirit of prayer and penance.
From the earliest days of the Church, Lent has been a special time of preparation for baptism. For those already baptized, Lent is a time of conversion and renewed faith. It is a time to exercise our desire for God by opening our hearts to the new life offered to us in Christ. Jesus exhorts us to repent and believe in the gospel.
The Pope told the crowd of thousands that only conversion can lead to true happiness, and God's grace is needed to inspire and sustain our efforts to direct our hearts completely to him.
Conversion consists in recognizing that we depend entirely on God, who created us and redeemed us in Christ. In my Lent message this year, I wanted to emphasize God's immense love for us and to invite all Christians, together with Mary and the beloved disciple, to draw near to the Lord who gave his life for us on the cross.
According to the Holy Father, the cross is a key element of the entire Lenten experience.
The cross This definitive revelation of God's love and mercy is the only way to enter this mystery of saving love, this Lent. By a more fervent participation in the Eucharist, may we learn to enter more deeply into the Paschal mystery and to re-gift Christ's love to others, especially the suffering and those in need.
At the end of the audience, Pope Benedict imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
And the annual spiritual exercises of the Holy Father and the Roman Curia will begin in the Redemptoris Mater Chapel on the Vatican's Apostolic Palace on Sunday, February 25th. This year's exercises, dedicated to the theme The Things of Above All, will be directed by Cardinal Giacomo Biffi, Archbishop Emeritus of Bologna, Italy. The spiritual exercise will come to an end on Saturday, March 3rd, with the celebration of Lourdes and a closing meditation. During the retreat, all audiences will be cancelled, including the weekly general audience of Wednesday, February 28th.